quickening. It's not a fluttering, unless I want to be a butterfly. It's a quickening. It's a quickening. As we awaken to our higher status, as we awaken to our higher vicinity. So they're asking me to step out and explain this. We're going to feel a little strange. So when they're commenting on the fact that I was opening up to more light and I had a little bit of, what would that be? Sort of like reservation, like where am I going? What if I can't get back? That sort of thing. And so they're simply reminding us that we're all included. In other words, the more that we can accept that, excuse me, this is our final performance, meaning like this was the purpose of our lifetime all along. When I'm saying that, I'm now seeing a beautiful kite that, you know, someone's just, you know, running down the grass, you know, holding their kite. So the idea is to allow that kite to engage with the force of the wind. So in other words, there's not a whole lot that kite needs to do. It's really done for it, as it will surrender to love. So that is what we're assuming, and that is what we're allowing, and that is what we're insisting upon, is the entry of our sovereign presence, of the vibrational aspect of our true nature, and our true nature is love. So allow yourselves to be supported, allow yourselves to be transformed, allow yourselves to be awakened. So again, what we're doing is allowing our higher self to come in standby, to come in and take over our placement, to come in and allow the full procedure. So that full procedure, the more that we allow, the more that we surrender, the more that we release that conscious hold. So that conscious hold is us thinking we have it all figured out. And of course we can't if we're following the past, if we're following the mind, if we're following previous concepts or beliefs that they're saying that are so outdated. So again, we're opening to that quantum field of expansion that is already here, that is already existing. So the already existing is quite supportive, because the more that we allow, we're allowing for our true nature that is already by our side. So how beautiful is that? It's not like light years away, visiting other planets, you know, waiting for my next incarnation. It's literally right by our side. So what we're doing is allowing it introduction, allowing it to proceed, allowing it to advance. So if we allow it to advance, we want to release what we thought was us, or what we thought was all that we knew about life, because we're being brought forth the new establishment, the new paradigm, the new placement in our vicinity, in our location, in our relaxed stance. So that relaxed stance is essential. If we think we're going to battle, if we're trying to use our mind to try to figure it out, we're working out of an old assumption. The more that we relax into the light, the more that we expand into our natural extension. What I like best of all the words I just used was the word expand, because when we said expand, well, there we went. So it's really just the most natural thing in the world. It's like if you have a little bit of room on the bus, you sit there all cramped so everyone can have a seat. If there's no one else sitting there, it's like I can expand, I can let go, I can assume a new reality. And so that new reality, it's not really new, it's just that we haven't been present, we haven't paid attention. We've been looking the other way. It's so important that we understand how easy this is. It seems really complicated at first, but it actually isn't. We've been looking the other way, and now we're transferring back. We were told we were separate. We were told we had to fight for our place in the world. And so that's one set of beliefs. That's one paradigm that's coexisting with another. And so that new paradigm, that new insistence, that new birthing that's upon us is one of that relaxed nature. We are all that we are. And so when we recognize all that we are, there's never a separation. It's not like I am and you're not. That's impossible. Whatever I claim for myself, I claim true for all by my side. So that's the other part of this is we want to really realize that everybody's in a different state of still residing with their ego, but that's their false self. So when we open up to our expanded nature, we're gifting ourselves always, meaning that we're recognizing everybody's true nature. Everybody, the person that just got annoyed us, because they're functioning out of their false nature. If they were functioning out of their true nature, they would be so pleasant and they would be a doll to have around. So what we're learning to do is to allow love at last to trespass, meaning to override all false notions. We don't have to know what those false notions are. Sometimes we will, like this is the belief I want to clear. Sometimes just that willingness, just that sincerity to allow ourselves to be bumped, in other words, to be carried, to be uplifted, we receive grace. And so we want to do that. The more that we can receive grace, the easier this transference of faith becomes. So we open up our consciousness to our true evolved status. So allow yourselves a new birth. So a new birth, we want to feel that a new birth is new arrival, new expression, new exposure, new realization. And so this is coming to us easy. It's coming to us as we expand into our quantum understanding of self. In other words, we were looking one way and now we're looking back. It's as simple as that. We were looking one way and now we're making our safe return. So the more that we allow that, the more that we welcome that, the more that we agree with that, here's the agreement. The agreement is we're willing to lose our old page. So imagine you had a grudge, a resentment, a problem, an issue, a fear, and you're holding it because you want to go back to it. And you're being pressed upon. In other words, there's this pull, there's this excitement, there's this new adventure. But in order to receive it, in order to bring it forth, we have to let go of the past, meaning wherever we were holding our place, like I'm going to come back to this pain, we have to let go. So where's the pain? I can't find it anymore. I released my attachment to it. I released my remembrance of it. I released it in my very vicinity. So that's what we're doing. So this is a significant transfer. So allow yourselves to transfer with ease, with delight, with affordability as we bring forth this new birth of our reality that we are here to present, to gift. Remember, we're gifting it to ourselves, we're gifting it to the collective, and we're allowing it to exchange hands, meaning that we're opening up at last, where we no longer have to commit to the old, we no longer have to commit to the unevolved, that we're opening up to our present of richness, of delight. Everything that we need is here. Every problem is solved. Everything is already decided upon. What they mean by that is our higher self already has all the solutions. All the solutions. And here's a beautiful spiritual dragon that's just, it's giving us, like, I'm going to call it pizzazz, but it's like strength, it's power, it's emphasis. So just think of like a period versus an exclamation point. That's what this dragon feels like to me. It's sort of like That dragon is our exclamation point, like holding it, holding that energy in place. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.